Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
Don't tackle him there.
100% passion.
I didn't know whether to punch him or kiss him.
100% banter.
I hate him.
Oh, Ian.
No, I do. I hate him.
Okay.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Breakfast Show.
What?
Sorry, Anthony.
You're supposed to say Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Oh, gosh, Ian.
All over the place today. Oops, oh, dearie me.
You're having a moment, Ian. You're having a moment.
Ian Five Ankles is having a moment.
What am I like?
Proudly sponsored by Senior Moments.
Delicious bite-sized treats for retired sea captains.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime looking at ships.
Ian's not really having a moment. It was all a bit for that advert for Senior Moments, which I have to say are delicious.
Oh, yes, Anthony, yes. Yeah. Don't you worry about my mental capacity. Sharp as the day I retired, top 60% IQ at every club I ever played for, apart from the Brainiacs at QPR.
Oh, QPR. Clever Park Rangers, more like.
And you have to be on the ball to look after this little fella.
Oh, here he is. Here he is, of course. Ian Five Ankles is holding up a... hold it up to the microphone, see if we can hear it. No, we can't hear it, but it's just for the benefit of everyone listening. Ian Five Ankles is holding up a small matchbox with a woodlouse inside. Our guest for this morning. Hello, little fella. Open it up. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. Hello, little fella. There he is.
Look at him. Isn't he gorgeous?
Introduce him to the folks listening on their DAB radios, on smart speakers, and on the Sports Horn app, Ian.
Okay, so this is none other than Chris Kiwomya's woodlouse.
Chris Kiwomya's woodlouse.
Who I'm looking after for a few days while he's in the British Virgin Islands managing the national team.
A huge responsibility, Ian. I mean, Chris Kiwomya, I know for a fact he's had that woodlouse for 6 years.
Yep, he's a class little bloke.
Oh, don't let Steve Bold see him. He'll mash it with a rolling pin and stick it in his ring binder, won't he? An insect inspect.
He will, yeah, do that as soon as you look at him, but that's why it's here, Anthony. I'm not letting it out of my sight.
Good for you, and that is responsibility, and that, may I say, I have seen some woodlouse lice in my time, and that is a specimen. We've had some creatures on this breakfast show, haven't we? Creatures great and small. Titus Bramble brought in his collection of bees and one hornet that sadly died. There were the dogs that we practiced judging crufts with.
And one of those died.
Yes, sadly that died. That escalated,
well,
to be fair.
Me. You can't let a dog live after it's bummed you. Even the RSPCA admit that. And, of course, we had Henry the score-predicting seal.
That died.
That did die as well, yes. But, again, not our fault. It arrived dead.
It arrived dead, and that is not our fault at all. It died en route to the studio because of a tube strike. They had to put it on a rail replacement bus, and it died of the stress.
Mick Lynch killed it, if anything.
Of course, exactly.
Mick Lynch's fault. Yeah. But one animal that will leave this studio alive is Chris Kawamia's woodlouse. And that's an Ian Five Ankles guarantee.
Ian Five Ankles guarantee.
Okay, so coming up on the show...
You know what? I'll just let it off the lead for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Let it run around the studio.
You do that.
There you go, little lad. You be free for a bit. Enjoy yourself.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
He's sort of galloping.
Woodlice love dark things to hide under, Ian, but you won't find a dark nook in this bright spotlight of sports broadcasting. Now, we have a cricket bat signed by Ian Bell to give away on the show. So much coming up.
I'm former England and Warwickshire batsman Ian Bell. There's nothing sexier in sport than my cover drive. Listen to this. Woof.
Ian Bell's cover drive. Gah, not ashamed to say I've got a semi on just holding the bat he hit the cover drives with. Look at that. Not look at that. Look at the bat.
Try not to.
But let's dampen ourselves down now by talking about the trouble rumbling around Manchester United Football Club, Ian.
Manchester United Football Club, Anthony. It is a shambles.
It's a shambles.
This is Manchester United Football Club we're talking about here.
I couldn't have put that better myself, Ian. They need a new manager. Their current manager is struggling.
He doesn't know the club, Anthony.
He doesn't know the club.
Even though he's been there for some time, and that's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Manchester United need someone who knows the club. This is Manchester United Football Club we're talking about here.
It's not in his DNA, Ian, and that's a hurdle he simply cannot hurdle.
He needs replacing.
But what does he need replacing with? Or, more accurately, who?
I'd like to see Graham Potter, Anthony.
Yeah.
He knows the club.
Oh, he knows the club. He's a class act. Is Graham Potter a gentleman of sports? Does he know the club?
He does know the club.
He knows the club.
He hasn't ever been associated with the club, but he knows the club.
He knows the club.
Sight more than someone foreign. Apart from the period where he managed someone foreign.
Graham Potter is a good man, Ian, and I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with him.
The only friend in football you have, Anthony, and I count myself in that.
There's no reason Graham Potter couldn't get to know the club. And that's just a thought I've had. Sir Alex Ferguson was Scottish, so he wouldn't have known the club. And Scotland is about as far from Manchester as Brighton is. So that's
exactly.
It's about equidistant.
But Sir Alex had the DNA.
True.
Cut him open and he'd bleed red. And that's the hurdle Graham Potter has to hurdle.
Well, it seems that Graham Potter doesn't have the DNA to manage Manchester United Football Club. Or does he?
Does he?
Well,
does he?
Well, it's what we're about to find out. On the line is a genealogist, Finger Sampson. Hello, Finger Sampson.
Hello.
Finger Sampson, we tasked you with the task of delving into Graham Potter's family tree and finding out, for the good of the nation, for the good of the Manchester United football fans of Manchester United Football Club, if he has a connection with the city of Manchester going back centuries. What do you have?
You did indeed. And I must say, it was rather interesting delving into the history of the Potter clan. I uncovered pages and pages worth of fascinating historical tidbits.
Well, you know, that's good. But all we're interested in is his connection with the great city of Manchester going back centuries. Does he have one?
He does not, no. Alas, the only connection we can find is his great-great-grandfather, Reginald Potter, who was given a parking ticket at Birch Motorway Services on the M62.
Ah, that's disappointing.
A parking ticket at a service station? Parking's free.
Not in those days, Ian. Not in those days. We've thankfully progressed as a society. What do you think the suffragettes fought for?
Oh, fair point.
Yeah, fair point. Is it all over then for Graham Potter's Manchester United dream? We'll find out after the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
With me, Ian Five Ankles.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Stuart Reynolds, a.k.a. Brittle Star, and I once saw Ian Fiveankles put an entire fist in his mouth. We don't even know whose fist it was or why he did it. It was actually kind of scary. We were all just like hiding our fists for the rest of the night.
And we're out.
Brittle Star, he's not even English. Doesn't know the game.
Well, sadly, he's exactly as qualified as Graham Potter is to manage Manchester United Football Club.
Give it Brittle Star till the end of the season.
Fingers?
Finger. It's Danish.
Fingers, why couldn't you find a better Man United link for Graham Potter? We need it here.
This is Manchester United Football Club we're talking about here, Fingers.
I'm sorry, I did search. 3 days, to be precise.
Why didn't you make something up? Most Man United fans haven't even been to Manchester. You could have said his gran built St Peter's Library, or his great uncle invented the Curry Mile, or his great nan did an open spot at the Comedy Store on Deansgate Locks. They'd have lapped it up.
You're a disgrace, Fingers.
I can't lie. It's against the genealogist's code.
He can't lie, Anthony. Why would he lie?
Because we're paying his bloody invoice, for bugger all. I've got your invoice here, Fingers. 3 days you spent on this. Utter shambles. What's this on the expenses form? You bought Microsoft Office.
What?
Bought Microsoft Office. We're not paying for your Microsoft Office subscription, you charlatan.
You're angry, Anthony. You're angry.
I bloody am angry. Jesus fucking Christ, why couldn't someone just find something for bloody Graham Potter, who's been through so much? I'm friends with Graham Potter, as you know, about my only friend in football.
You never played the game, Anthony. No footballer would be friends with you. Your lucky Potter's a bit different.
Well,
to
he
the rest
makes
of
people do Amdram as a bonding thing. And that's where he's different. Yeah, and he's playing in the green room now. You know Graham Potter's in the green room?
Yeah.
He's in the green room.
He was reciting speeches from The Importance of Being Earnest.
I brought him in so we could have a big DNA reveal, so he could manage Man United, but bloody Fingers Sampson put paid to that. I want him to manage a top world-class football team as he deserves.
I tell you what, we could try using the DNA transmuter.
No, we're not using the DNA transmuter. It's too dangerous, Ian. We agreed we'd only ever use that as a last resort.
Well, I think this is a last resort. Potter needs you. If we don't give him United DNA, he'll have to manage West Ham.
No!
You can't even see the pitch from the sidelines of that stadium.
No,
that's no
lie. He can't manage West Ham. When you put it like that, and you put it into such sharp relief, you're right, Ian, we owe it to him. Sandra, get the DNA transmuter. We're coming out from the break. Get ready, Ian. It's time we made Potter a Manc.
Need to spice things up in the bedroom? Try Ian Bell's Cover Drives.
Ian Bell's Cover Drives. 3 hours of the sexiest shot in cricket history.
Sumptuous shot by Ian Bell.
Oh, another effortless shot, dripping with class.
Ask your pharmacist for Ian Bell's Cover Drives.
Welcome back. Excuse the seriousness, but you are listening to the Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Fiveankles.
Are you ready for a world first? Wheeling into the room now is a piece of kit from the University of Helsinki. This is a... Mind out of the way, Ian. It's coming just past you.
Yeah,
just mind. There it is. This is a... Can you just plug it in at the side there? There it is, just the socket.
And turn it on.
Yeah, put it on at the wall, thank you. This is a DNA transmuter, and it's impressive, isn't it, Ian?
Well, I'm not impressed by most signs, Anthony, as you know, but I can't help but be mind-boggled by this one.
In front of us are two metal plates, sturdy enough for a human to stand on, and stand on one one will. The process is simple. You place something with DNA on it you want to transfer, and the object you want to transmute it onto in on the other. It's complicated science, Ian, isn't it?
Yeah, I won't pretend to understand how it's done, only that it can be done. And you can have, not my word on that, but the word of the University of Helsinki's word on that.
Word.
And this is a world first. On humans, anyway. On alive humans, anyway.
Yeah, they've done some experiments on animals and things, and they've had a 100% success rate.
Well, it's not quite. It's closer to 30%, but that's good enough for me.
30% in a GCSE is a pass. Okay, now, the professor in charge of this machine cannot be here today. He's doing a driving speed awareness course, the date of which cannot be changed. You know the bureaucracy of the DVLA. Oh,
drives you blooming mad.
Once you say you can't make one date, then there's no choice on skipping the next date. But some of the friends you meet in the seminars, you'll make for life. We've watched a YouTube tutorial video on doing this machine, and Ian is confident, as am I, that we can make it work.
Yeah, but you watch the YouTube tutorial more than once, you boffin.
Okay, guilty as charged.
You're doing the churn disseminator, whatever it's called next.
Yeah, she was a really nice lady who presented it.
Was she?
And she did speak very clearly and quite engaging.
A fancy lady. Attractive, but in a science way.
Well, that's misogynistic.
Is it?
Yes, it was her brains I liked, Ian, okay. And the way she delivered it. Her brains and her tongue. Just very bubbly, bright, and I've actually written in the comments section that she made it very clear.
Yep.
Just as feedback, I don't know if she works for the university or not. If she's listening, but well delivered, and thank you for keeping that video engaging. So well done.
Yeah, quite a long comment you've written.
So we need to put some Manchester United DNA in the transmuting plate. Where do you get Manchester United DNA from? Step no further than Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles. So I went for dinner two nights ago with none other than David May and Raymond van der Hau.
Oh, that's pedigree.
David May, wonderfully blonde hair, still.
Amazing locks.
And van der Hau, big, 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 big hands.
Gentlemen.
Huge hands.
Gentlemen.
Manchester.
Manchester gentlemen.
Manchester.
DNA gentlemen.
Yeah.
DNA, Manchester United DNA gentlemen.
With the big hands and the blonde hair.
Oh, gosh.
And during the meal, whenever they were distracted, I stole their cutlery and put it in my man bag.
The saliva.
Yeah, and here it all is. That's, let's get it out. That's 8 knives, 5 forks, and 3 dessert spoons by my count.
That is a lot of cutlery.
All used, I hasten to add. Bits of food on it, and there's a toothpick that van der Hauer had between his teeth.
Oh, well done, Ian. That is, looking at it now, that is a silver platter full of United DNA.
Trophy-winning DNA from David May.
Yep.
And reserve goalkeeper DNA of van der Hauer. Piling it all up on the metal plate.
There it is.
Ready to go.
Well done. Okay, so there is half of the story. Half of the experiment story. And to complete the scene, we need somebody for the other plate. Please welcome to the studio, former Brighton, Chelsea, and that team he managed abroad in Scandinavia manager, Graham Potter. In he comes.
Welcome, Graham. Welcome. It's lovely to see you here.
Hi, mate. Oh, good to see you. Hope you're all well. Okay, yeah, you stand on that plate. Yeah, you know what to do. Okay, cool. Thank you. Now, a bit of respectful scientific silence while Ian cross-checks everything with academic rigour.
Cutlery on there. Yep. Graham Potter on there. Yeah, I've done it. It's smashing.
Thank you. Graham, you're about to become Mr. Manchester United. In T-minus 5 seconds. Let's have a countdown. 5.
Whoa, Anthony. Let's have a countdown from 11, because it's football.
You're right. Absolutely right. Let's do this correctly.
And 11. Instead of numbers,
yep.
Manchester United Football Club footballers' shirt numbers.
Top idea. Brilliant. Yes. Okay. From 11, then. Hoyland.
Rashford.
Martial.
Fernandes.
Who's number 7?
Mason Mount?
Okay, Mason, really? God, that seems unlikely.
But Potter will use him in the Beckham mold.
Of course, yes. Martinez.
Maguire.
Amrabat. Crikey, blimey.
Number 3?
Number 3. God, I don't know. Number three.
Well, we're running out of time.
Well, this is your idea.
Well, not my fault the team's a shambles.
Luke Shaw.
He's 23.
23? Maybe the shirt's retired.
Retired? Because Dennis Irwin had it.
I don't know. This is stupid. Graham Cotter's getting cold.
Well, I didn't tell him to get naked. I'm just pressing the buttons here.
Woodlouse!
Sorry?
Woodlouse! The Woodlouse is on the plate!
Oh, God, it's too late! It's worked. The experiment has worked. Wait for the smoke to clear.
Oh, shit. No. Oh, that's a big shame.
Oh dear.
Right, so, in the quest to have Graham Potter some Manchester United DNA, we appear to have created a six-foot-tall woodlouse with blonde hair and big hands. And as for Graham Potter...
Graham? Graham, are you okay, mate? Graham?
Yeah.
He's dribbling.
Okay, the time is 7:56. You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show. Shit it.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Start the day
the Ian Five Angles way.
Can you talk, Graham? No? Okay, mate. That's all right. You go and hide under that pile of paper for a bit. Yeah, nice and shady.
Well, what do I do with them, Anthony? Can I change them back? I don't think I've watched that YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do in this scenario is beat the woodlouse to death with Ian Bell's cricket bat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll smack it with a nice sexy cover drive. And Graham Potter, let's just play Graham Potter by ear.
It's Chris Kawamya I feel sorry for here.
Here it goes.
Oh, good shot.
Now, that's a lovely bit of willow.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
You can't let a dog live after it's bummed you. Even the RSPCA admit that. It's on their website. And
it arrived dead, and that is not... And they had to put it on a rail replacement bus. Oh, fucking hell.
Baldy killer. Is he bald?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.